I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Democrats will still control the Senate. That's where we're starting The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Jeff Pierre. It's Monday, November 14th. It's our launch day, and I'm so excited that you're here. Now let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Over the weekend, close races in Nevada and Arizona were called for Democrats. In the Arizona race, incumbent Senator Mark Kelly beat Republican Blake Masters. Kelly is the former astronaut husband of former lawmaker Gabrielle Giffords.
And after, you know, more votes have been counted, you know, it's clear that we've been successful in this mission. Right, Gabby?
Yeah.
And I'm so honored that Arizona has entrusted me to represent our state in the United States Senate for 6 more years.
Democrats now have at least 50 seats, and with Vice President Harris's tie-breaking vote, they'll have a majority for the next 2 years. That just leaves the U.S. Senate seat in Georgia, which is headed for a runoff election on December 6th. And control of the House remains up in the air. Many districts where votes are still being counted have been expecting delays because of mail-in ballots. At number 2, Ukraine says that it's found evidence of Russian war crimes in a newly liberated city. This is the city of Kherson. Ukrainian troops retook the city on Friday, which was another major victory. It had been the only regional capital seized by Russia since its invasion. Ukraine's president made a surprise visit to the city today. He says Russia left behind evidence of atrocities and widespread damage to key infrastructure. Number 3, President Biden met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This was their first face-to-face meeting as presidents. The meeting happened today in Bali, Indonesia. A G20 summit is set to begin there tomorrow. The relationship between the U.S. and China is at its lowest point in decades. And you know what? It's not good, because that can cause major economic ripple effects around the world. Number 4. At least 3 people have been killed in a shooting at the University of Virginia. What we know so far is that a gunman opened fire on the Charlottesville campus last night. At least 2 other people were injured. None of the victims have been named so far. The university identified a 22-year-old student as the suspect in the shooting. Police were still searching for him as of early this morning. We'll have more throughout the day on this story at the Washington Post. Number 5 takes us to Turkey, where there was an explosion in one of the country's busiest shopping districts. The explosion took place in Istanbul, killing 6 people and injuring at least another 80. Police have detained 46 suspects in connection with the attack, including a woman they accused of planting the explosives. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Number 6, your phone can now warn you before an earthquake hits. There's a new early warning system known as Shake Alert. It'll give you a few crucial seconds to drop, cover, and hold on before an earthquake reaches your location. It's now operating in California, Oregon, and Washington State. Alaska could be next. If you have an Android phone, it's already there. You just have to turn it on. On your iPhone, it takes a little bit more work. We show you how to do that on the Washington Post website. At number 7, on Saturday, Dolly Parton received $100 million from Jeff Bezos. He's the founder of Amazon.
Well, did you say $100 million?
She is the second winner of the Courage and Civility Award. The Queen of Country can give the money to any charity she wants. And got to do the quick disclosure here, Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. Dolly Parton has spent years giving back. Her best-known program has given nearly 200 million free books to children since 1995. All right, you are all caught up. And now you sort of get a sense of how the show works, right? Make sure to share the show with somebody that you think would appreciate it. And look, I appreciate you for being here. I'm Jeff Pierre. Let's do this again tomorrow.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.